Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you plan your trip to the happiest place on earth without a travel agent, with your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran. Today, we're going to talk about everything you need to know if you're heading to the parks in September. I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey and are as accurate as possible on the date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Plan the Magic podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and today is a monthly planning update for anyone who's heading down to Anaheim in the month of September. So, as we normally start this off with, we're going to go nice and easy and start with the weather. So, September in Anaheim, highs of 29 degrees Celsius, lows of 18 degrees Celsius, with not much rain anticipated. So that's around 80 degrees Fahrenheit highs, 65 degrees lows for you Fahrenheit peeps. September is typically kind of like that turning point. We're starting to get away from like the really, like the hotter, more humid days. Not that Anaheim is ever like unpleasant, but especially I know the last month it's been pretty hot down there for them. So again, humidity stays pretty low, pretty temperate throughout the day and into the evening. And of course, the lows do start to drop off a little bit at the end of September. So when we're packing for a September, we're looking at, you know, making sure you're layering up again. Maybe some like longer jogger type of situations instead of pants or instead of shorts. Making sure you have like a long sleeve t-shirt or light sweater to take with you as the evenings get a little chilly. It will also depend kind of where you're coming from and what you're used to, because if it's been really hot where you're coming from and you're going to Anaheim, you might be fine in shorts and a t-shirt. But if it's already kind of chilly where you're from and then you're going in September, it might still feel quite warm compared to what you're used to. As for crowds, this is probably one of the nicer times of year to go. All of the kids are back in school, so most families aren't taking family vacations in September. Again, though, and I said this in the August episode as well, crowd calendars don't really mean much anymore post-COVID. It's kind of all over the place. You'll see a ton of crowd calendars online. I don't know if I really trust those anymore. Like, Mondays are busier than Saturdays, and, you know, you can have a crazy packed busy day one day, and the next day it's dead. So you do kind of have a bit of a, you know, it's up in the air. It's never the Disney is controlling the crowds somewhat with the reservation system. It still gets busy, don't get me wrong. And it was rare that Disney got to the point where they like couldn't let people in the gates. That definitely has happened in the past. Just with like fire codes and stuff that they couldn't let anybody into the park. But that is super, 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 super rare. And, you know, post-COVID, a lot of families or people in general, like, they're kind of traveling more spread out throughout the year, where, like, not everyone's just traveling over the summer months or the Christmas months. So keep that in mind with crowds. If someone's promising you an accurate crowd calendar, I would kind of, you know, side-eye that a little bit. Again, though, September does typically tend to be a little on the lighter side once we're past that Labor Day weekend. Halloween time has officially started as of August 23rd, so you will see the park is completely decked out in all of its Halloween goodness. You'll have the Mickey pumpkin at the top of Main Street and Town Square to take pictures with. Lots of fall foliage. Haunted Mansion is back open. It opened up a month earlier than we were anticipating. To our knowledge, it's going to be virtual queue going forward. If you don't know what virtual queue is, it means that there's no standby or lightning lane options for Haunted Mansion. You have to join a virtual queue. So you go into the app at either 7 o'clock in the morning or at 12 o'clock. They haven't been selling out instantaneously, so you can, there is a little bit of wiggle room with that, it looks like. And then you basically join the queue virtually. So you'll get a group number assigned and they will call your group. And when that happens, you get to just go up, they scan your app, and then you're in the ride and you're only waiting maybe 15 minutes tops. This is because the queue construction they're doing is not even close to done yet. So they did finish up just the very front part of the queue to hold people for a virtual queue, but there's nowhere near enough room to hold a true standby or a true lightning lane line. Other Halloween stuff to keep in mind is that Oogie Boogie Bash is happening on specific nights over Disney California Adventure. So always check the app to see when those dates are and when they are closing the park early, around 6 o'clock, and you'll either need to park hop over to Disneyland or your day will be done a little earlier than anticipated. Also, in regards to the crowds, the Magic Keys are basically back onto a normal schedule again, so there may be more local presence in the park. But again, I don't think it's going to really affect things that much. Because Disneyland is more of a locals park, there is definitely more of a presence from the people who just live in the area, because it's so densely populated when comparing to like a Walt Disney World or Disneyland Paris. So keep in mind that, you know, if people are working a normal working hour and they want to go to Disneyland for, say, dinner, they will come a little bit later in the day during the weekdays. Do keep in mind that Disney may be playing around with the opening hours as well. It might not, when the crowds are less and it's a little bit of a slower time, they'll typically, they won't stay open until either 10 p.m. at DCA or midnight at Disneyland. Again, this is something you can check in the Disneyland app. They're always updating the hours in there. Also, that can mean that the fireworks aren't happening during the week. There'll be the projection show, but there won't be a full fireworks show. Again, that will be in the app. Unless there's a weather issue, then they will announce that typically on in the parks if they have to cancel due to weather. Okay, let's talk closures. So Splash, we did get the announcement at D23 this past weekend that Tiana's will be opening in November. So for the month of September, Splash will still be closed. That includes the entirety of Critter Country. So the two store at Pooh's Corner and what used to be the Briar Patch are closed. Winnie the Pooh's ride is closed, as well as the meet and greets with Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and some of their friends is closed. And the Hungry Bear is closed. Also, that whole until Critter Country opens again, the pathway that leads from New Orleans Square into Galaxy's Edge along the Rivers of America is closed. So the park basically dead ends after Haunted Mansion and Harbor Galley, which has the best chocolate chip cookies in the world. So go order those and have those. But until all of that is open, you can't get into Galaxy's Edge that way anymore. So keep that in mind. The only thing down that way is Haunted Mansion if you have a virtual queue, and the Harbor Galley. The canoes are also closed while this is all going on. Space Mountain will be opening on September 5th is the plan. As of right now, the monorail is still closed for the month of September. Same with the Disneyland Railroad. We don't have openings for those yet. Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln is also closed with a TBD to be opened. They announced again at D23 that they're adding a whole new show about Walt Disney that has it the first Walt Disney audio animatronic. So that's what they're working on in there. So we don't have an opening date for that yet. Indiana Jones is going down for a refurb for a short little time, September 9th to 13th. Pirate's Lair of Tom Sawyer Island is also closed with a TBD opening. Over in DCA, our Animation Academy building is open again for September. So that includes Anna and Elsa's Royal Welcome, Turtle Talk with Crush. That is also where they meet Oogie Boogie for Oogie Boogie Nights. So there's usually a big line there. And as of right now, that's all that is closed for September. So it's actually looking like September might be better than July and August was for closures. So that's awesome. Keep in mind, closures come and go. These are just like the planned ones. And things do pop up randomly when it comes to refurb. And of course, stuff breaks down. So always keep that in mind. The best thing you can do, and I know this is annoying to be on your phone so much, but having the app and checking it. I'll even like leading up a week or two leading up into my trip, I will be in the app every day, like different times a day, checking to see like, what are the wait times looking like? What are the mobile order times looking like? What's closed? What's open? Those sorts of thing. And it's a good thing to practice if you haven't really been in the app much, kind of navigating around and knowing where things are, because it can be a little confusing if it's your first time using it, and you want to be comfortable so you can, you know, book a mobile order while you're waiting in line for something, those sorts of things. And the more comfortable you are with that going into it, the easier all of that will be. Like I mentioned, the parks will be full-blown Halloween, so you will be getting all of your Halloween foods. So you'll be getting a lot of like themed caramel apples. You'll have different churros that you can get. A lot of the food places will also have like different Halloween drinks or fall type drinks. So your pumpkin spice, there's a lot of caramel apple stuff going on this year, just different, different food options. So those will typically be on a, when you're looking in the app, they'll usually have the seasonal offerings at the top for each place when you're either looking at the menu or mobile ordering. And then of course, when you walk up to any and you're doing like a walk up order for any type of place, they'll have the seasonal offerings as well on the menu. And just one last thing I'm going to close this episode off with. I am going to be doing a like how to use Lightning Lane multi and single pass episode in the next couple of weeks here, but I did get a question on Instagram this past week about it. So I just wanted to do a little disclaimer at the end of this episode. So the booking the Lightning Lanes 3 or 7 days ahead of time, depending on where you're staying, is only for Walt Disney World. We do not get to book our Lightning Lanes early if we're at Disneyland. The way Genie Plus worked didn't change with the name change in California. Everything stayed the same except for the name. So you can start booking Lightning Lanes as soon as you've scanned into the park. And you can use one at a time unless you're booking 2 hours out. So if I book Space Mountain at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's only 8 o'clock, once 2 hours have elapsed, I can go ahead and book another one. This is called stacking Lightning Lanes. Once you've scanned in for a Lightning Lane, you can immediately book another one. And if you're purchasing a Lightning Lane multipass, you can only use the Lightning Lane multipass for per attraction once. So you can only use it for Big Thunder Mountain once per day, or Space Mountain once per day. And then you can go ahead and use it on all the other rides. You can also stack a multipass with a single pass. So if you choose to purchase multipass and then you're also purchasing Lightning Lane single pass for Rise of the Resistance, you can hold both of those at the same time because they're two separate things. I think that's like the most important stuff to know. If the ride you have Lightning Lane for goes down during your window, you will be given what's called a multi-magic experience pass, and you can use that on pretty much any of the other rides, but there is a tier system. It's in the fine print of the app. We got snagged with this because we tried to get on the Matterhorn with one, but the Matterhorn was the higher tier. So if you're unsure, just talk to the cast member, be like, oh, we had a Lightning Lane for this, what can we go use this on? And they'll let you know what rides you can use it on. It's also in the fine print of the app, so make sure you read through that. But I think that's it. Like I said, I'll be doing a way more in-depth dive into Lightning Lane and how that works specifically for Disneyland, because it is a different beast over in Walt Disney World. It's actually much simpler for us, and you can absolutely get away with doing Disneyland without using Lightning Lane, or I think that's a harder sell over in Florida. So that's it for the September prep episode. Hope you have a lovely rest of your August. And if you're going to the parks in September, hopefully this helped you plan ahead. Have a wonderful trip if you are going. And otherwise, have a magical rest of your day. Bye. If you enjoyed the magic of this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you liked, rated, reviewed, and subscribed, depending on what platform you're listening on. It helps the podcast reach other magic lovers like you and me, and helps the podcast grow. If you'd like to follow for some daily Disney dives, follow me over on Instagram at plan.the.magic.dl, and we'll see you in the next episode.